Good morning, everyone. I'm Oliver Mojica. I'm the planning manager for the city. Welcome to the meeting of the Development and Environmental Review Committee meeting. Today is June the 16th, and it is 10 a.m. If we may go around the table for introductions, please.
Sichako, the engineer assistant.
Gary Akers, land development.
Hernando Patanco, public works traffic.
Thomas Boda, public works engineering.
Ted Brunson, water department engineering.
Elizabeth Mora Rodriguez, planning division.
Chantel Power, planning division.
Travis Martin, planning division.
Gracie Johnson, public works integrated waste.
Todd Morris, building and safety.
Thank you. The first item on the agenda, conditional use permit number 1602, we're asking that that item be removed from the agenda. There's some items that we still need to resolve with the applicant regarding some of the design and some of the other features of the project. So no action necessary on that. We'll just be re-advertising and noticing that one when that one is ready to proceed. Item number two is conditional use permit 1609. Elizabeth, would you kindly introduce that item, please? And if the applicant would join us at the table, please. Thank you. If you wouldn't mind introducing yourselves for the record, please.
Yes, I'm James Harley, All Cities Permit Service, the project proponent. He's Andrea.
I'm Andrea Harley.
Welcome, Andrea.
It's a for conditional use permit 16-09. It's a request to establish a semi-truck repair facility with an existing building containing approximately 15,865 square feet, along with the required on-site and off-site improvements on a parcel containing approximately 1.23 acres. This is categorically exempt pursuant to Section 15301. For existing facilities of the California Environmental Quality Act, and a recommendation is to move to the Planning Commission.
Do you have anything else that you'd like to add for that?
For this one, no, I don't have anything additional to add.
Okay. We may go around. Chad, do you have any comments that you'd like to add? Provide to the are we going to do all the driving today?
I guess so. Gary Akers. It's an existing operation, obviously. We have some concerns, and Public Works may want to talk about some of those concerns. Along Mill Street at the railroad, the current employees access this site across the railroad right away, which we want to make sure that these conditions, prior to final, restrict that so that you can't have vehicles coming across public right away at that northwest corner.
Yeah, we understand the light gauge railroad ways are going to go in there someday.
Right. So there will be some improvements. Part of what we're going to ask you to do is right in, right out on that driveway in anticipation of that island being constructed. Okay. The rest of the requirements, and we can pass these down to you. You're welcome to review them. The trash enclosure is required to current standards, and I know Chris is going to talk about that.
We put the pork chop, we call it pork chop driveway, in when the medium's going in?
At this time, Public Works can address it, but we're not asking, at least we're not asking for land, a pork chop be constructed. Just have it be signed. Right in, right out.
Okay, that's fair.
It's not the best place to make a left movement anyway. We've got a railroad track right there. I wouldn't think you'd be opposed to that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Hernando?
No.
No comment? Robert? As tempted as I was?
I think we had talked before, just any of the sidewalks, and I believe it's on the condition, any of the sidewalks that are cracked or are damaged, I know the curb and gutter to be replaced. The bollards are there. I've gone out there again, and I have not seen anything why the bollards are there to protect anything. I'd like to get those removed from the right-of-way. Again, as Gary was stating, the driveway that I don't even know how to explain it. The one closest to the, and it's not really a driveway, but the area that's right next east of your parcel, next to the railroad, you'd like to have that closed off again with the curb and gutter. I believe that's the width that's there right now. We just want to make sure that there's no vehicular access going down that side of the parcel. And yes, the right light rail is going forward. We are planning on checking the plans at that point. At this point, they will be putting in a median. With the median, there's really no need for the pork chop, so it makes it easier for your trucks to get in and out. So we have no problem with no pork chop at this point. And that, just make sure that whatever frontage you have meets ADA. And again, I believe that's going to be in the comments. Beyond that, unless I'm forgetting, I think that's everything that we had asked for.
No freeway on ramps, I think.
If you'd like to.
Ted's gonna cover that. Thank you, Robert. Ted, do you have anything for us?
Back in February when this came in, I gave a copy of our standard requirements. The existing site actually already has water services, both a domestic and a fire service, so I don't have any comments.
Gracie, you're next.
Yes. There's two. So the last time we met, we were looking for the placement of the enclosure. Mm-hmm. So we see it, that location is acceptable, excuse me. You'll just need to work with land development to modify it for ADA access.
Sir, anything good for us?
Oh, always. Real quick, that mainly it's going to be a typical spiel. We just have a couple items because of the use of the hydrant locations. We'll just note that on the plans. And then as well, just a heads up, we do have a code cycle change that will be effective January 1 of 2017. So keep that in mind as we get close.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it. Do you have any questions of the committee members?
I do. This is a crazy two parcels. And if you looked at it, there's a sliver of parcel. I'll call it a sliver. That's in your right-of-way. It's right at the curb. How it got there, I don't know. But it's joined to this deed. And how that happened in the past, I don't know. Have you examined that at all?
Yes, we did. We actually asked that you merge those two parcels, so we don't have that sliver remaining.
Is it re-mergeable?
Yes, you can merge it. It's actually, I think, if you look at conditions, I'm pretty sure it's noted in there that you need to merge those. Okay. So there won't be that continuing sliver.
Okay. Craziest one I've ever seen.
I'm not sure how it got there.
I have no idea.
Does anyone have anything to add? Is there anyone in the audience that would like to speak on this matter? There being none.
Oliver, I do have one more question.
Okay.
We were being required to do a water quality management plan, and the site is entirely built out. And I was wondering if you could address why we, I know it's a CUP, but what the function of the WQFP would be.
I'd be glad to address that. Okay. Basically, it's the use that you're putting in there.
Okay.
It's not the fact that you're replacing 5,000 square feet of paving or more.
Okay.
And probably most of that because you're not going to add to the impervious property there. I doubt you're going to disturb 5,000 square feet complying with these conditions. So most of that's going to be BMP, education, spill control, which you're going to have anyway.
Yeah.
No. It's going to be a limited WQP because of not changing the impervious. But you're saying
an agent. Thank you.
Thank you. With that, our recommendation is to move this item to the Planning Commission. I believe we're looking at for the meeting of July the 20th. Is that correct, Elizabeth?
Yes, that's correct.
I'd like to entertain a motion for that, please.
Motion.
Second.
Thank you. Unless there's any opposition, congratulations. We'll see you in July.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Exemplary staff. They work well.
Thank you. Good job, Elizabeth. Next item on the agenda is development permit type D, 1513. It's for the project located on Orange Show Road. This item is actually going to be continued to the meeting on the 23rd, so we can correct an item on the agenda. And as part of the description for the environmental determination, it's actually a mitigated negative declaration. So we are going to re-notice it in the newspaper, and we'll be back here next Thursday. Next item is development.
Big part. Motion on the continue.
I was going to say to clarify, it's not being re-noticed in the paper. Okay. That was correct. It'll just be re.
I'm sorry.
Placed on
I stand
on
corrected. We'll just be reposting the agenda. So if I may entertain a motion to continue this matter to June 23rd.
Motion.
Second.
Thank you very much. That's why I have staff. Thank you. Next item is development permit type D, 1610. Chantal, would you kindly introduce that item?
Yes. The applicant isn't here today, but he has been given a draft of the resolution and has no concerns so far.
Okay.
So this is development permit type D, 16-10, a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of a truck and trailer parking facility along with the construction and of required on and off-site improvements on a parcel containing approximately 2.99 acres located at South Auto Plaza Drive within the commercial regional CR4 zone. The item is categorically exempt pursuant to Section 15332 for infill development projects of the California Environmental Quality Act. And the Planning Division's recommendation today is for approval subject to conditions of approval.
Thank you. Well, the applicant's not here, but I know we had some discussions earlier. There was a couple of questions regarding the... there was a traffic study, I believe, Fernando, that we were going to... We were going to include as part of the conditions of approval that they do the scoping agreement.
Correct.
And then based on that item, they would then it would be determined whether they need a traffic study or not, and that the condition would also read that whatever that determination should be or the recommendations of that traffic study, that they are subject to those recommendations as part of this approval.
Correct.
Is that good?
Yes.
Anyone else have anything else to add?
No. Is this a parcel that was going to be needing to be merged?
We're asking for the merger, but it's I believe that they do already have reciprocal agreements in place, so either way would probably work.
Thank you.
Yes.
With that, if I may entertain a motion to approve this item, subject to the conditions of approval.
Said motion.
Second.
Unless there's any opposition, thank you. Item number five is extension of time. Is an extension of time 1605 is for the subdivision 0509 for tentative tract map number 17396 and development permit type 1602. Chantal, would you kindly introduce that item, please?
Yes. The request is a request to allow the one-year extension of time for subdivision 0509 for tentative tract map 17396 involving the subdivision of a parcel containing approximately 4.64 acres into 14 single-family lots and the construction of 14 detached single-family residences along with construction of required on- and off-site improvements. Also, development permit type P16-02 was required because the previously approved project DP307-09 had expired before build construction had commenced. The project is located at 2805 West Rosemary Lane within the residential low RL zone, and the project is categorically exempt pursuant to Section 15332 for infill development projects of the California Environmental Quality Act. And the recommendation today is to move to Planning Commission.
Thank you. Do you have anything else that you'd like to add regarding this project?
I just have a few comments from the Planning Division, a few items that are needed before we take this to Planning Commission, but I will just give that directly to the applicant. So we need a few site plans in addition to what you've given so far.
Perfect. Yeah. Thank you. Robert, you ready?
Well, the question, are you going to go down the ground, or is this just is this only for extension of time, or is this items that are included?
Is it extension? What with this particular item, the map, I believe, is ready to expire, and so they filed an application for an extension, for a development permit.
It is for the development permit, and then also for the extension of the
right. And so we were looking at the map's ready to expire, so we're doing extension and the development permit, correct?
Okay, so we're going to go around on this?
If you'd like.
That's up to you. You're the boss.
Gary, would you like to?
Hey, you know what? Let's let Robert start.
Hello.
Okay, I believe Gary's going to ask a lot of them, or you'll have a lot of the conditions on there. Again, this is a new track, so there's going to be a lot of requirements through the development code, also through other city's policies and stuff. Individually, I don't have anything, but that's the reason I was asking if this would just be an extension of time approval, or is it an extension of time approval and also the permit itself, in which case, as long as you're following the policies that are set in for the city and also the development code, I don't believe there's going to be any additional requirements, but as we go around the table, we might come up with more, and some may pop up, but if it is, I think it'll be minor. With that, that's all I can say.
Thank you. Gary, would you like to add on to that?
Basically, we have the normal conditions for the old tract. It's an extension of time, so there's a limited number of new things we can ask for. Some conditions are added, but they're really state-specific anyway as far as the WID number prior to issuance of a grading permit. Is this the property that was already started grading?
Yes.
And you've already got retaining walls built. Some of those are going to have to be checked for whether or not they're...
Yeah, because basically all the rock grading was already done and approved, and pretty much all the retaining walls around, everything was signed off by you guys.
The actual improvement plans may require slight changes for ADA because some of those requirements have changed. Before you commence any additional grading, you're going to have to get a your state WDOD number, unless you already have one, through the smart system. The WQMP requirements really don't change. They'll follow the 2004 template because of the age of this particular tract. So I don't see a lot of new conditions. You're going to have to be specific on that cul-de-sac where it ends. For that extension, there may be some changes there where those driveways are on the east side. But other than that, underground poles on Olive, which I think was required under the original conditions.
That's
anyway.
Correct.
Are you planning to build out the tract?
Yes. Right
prior
away.
To it recording?
I'm sorry?
Prior to it recording?
Well, we like to do the cul-de-sac before so that way we can record the tract map and then we can continue with the houses.
Okay, because if you're not going to complete everything, you're still going to have some bonds and subdivision agreements.
Exactly.
Especially for maintenance through the public works.
That's correct.
Okay, so you're aware of it?
Yes.
Most people don't do it exactly in the fashion that you're doing, of course.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Fernando?
No comment.
Thank you. Ted?
Yes. So there will be, I apologize because in advance because I thought this was just for the extension of time only. So I will provide Chantel with a copy of the standard requirements, which she can forward to you. It's the same thing as when this was back in 2008, where we're going to need a developer install agreement for the main water main extension. I doubt that this will need a hydraulic analysis, but it is subject to one, just to make sure that hydraulically that the existing infrastructure can feed the project. So just keep that in mind. And then there will be, as you know, there's a sewer capacity fee for each connection. And so the process to get started is what the water department refers to as a Rule and Regulation 20 application, or an application for a water main extension. And immediately following this meeting, you're welcome to go up to the fifth floor of City Hall, just one floor up, and ask customer service for a copy of that application. It's also available online.
Okay.
Okay? And that's the process to get started.
Okay, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ted. Gracie?
So each home will receive individual curbside refuse collection.
Yes.
Each home is also going to need a 4x11 concrete pad located out of view of the public right-of-way for the storage of the containers. And we just need a standard cul-de-sac truck turnaround. And that's it.
Thank you.
No comments this time as well. I would have to down just a vote. So what I can do is I'll forward over to you. It's just basic comments from building, basic requirements. So I will forward that over to you.
Okay. Thank you. This item, where our recommendation is to move to the Planning Commission, which would be, again, on July the 20th. Would like to entertain a motion, please?
Set motion.
Second.
Thank you. No opposition? Congratulations. We'll see you in July.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next item. Item number six is subdivision 1604 for tentative tract map 20043 and development permit type P 1603. Elizabeth, would you kindly introduce that item, please?
This is a request to subdivide a parcel containing approximately 5.23 acres into 16 parcels and construct 16 single-family dwelling units along the required on-site and off-site improvements on that parcel for a developmental type permit P 16-03, subdivision 16-04. This item is categorically exempt pursuant to section 15162 for subsequent EIRs and negative declarations of the California Environmental Quality Act. Our recommendation is to move to the Planning Commission.
Thank you. Do you have anything else you'd like to add to that?
No, not at the moment.
Would the applicant representatives kindly introduce themselves, please?
I'm Suresh Dadaya, civil engineer for the applicant. And this was a previously approved tract, and we have just, it expired, so this
right.
is just a renewal.
Daryl Moore, project manager.
Brian Hollingsworth, construction manager.
Thank you. Gary, would you like to start us off, please?
Right. It's an existing, or what was an existing tentative tract. You've got an existing water basin just north of that existing subdivision. Of course, when you grade, you're going to have to make provisions to take care of that. You've got existing homes on each side of that track, east and west side. So we're going to take a look at when you submit the grading plans back into the system, they are going to have to be reviewed again because the tract expired. Any of the new conditions requiring ADA ramps at intersections, those kind of things will have to be upgraded. Because it's a new entitlement, we're going to have to look at the WQMP plan under the new template. So all of those things will come up new. The majority of the tract will be for what it was before. So just to let you know on that part. And, of course, a SWIP will have to be issued by the state for commencement of grading. That's about it.
Thank you. Fernando?
No.
Thank you. Robert?
What Gary said, basically just follow the policies, the procedures that are set forward. Because it's starting over, we want to make sure that we're following the current conditions. Pretty much the only thing that's really changed that I'm aware of is the ADA on the public area. But if you're just following the policies, procedures, development code, I don't believe there's going to be anything else. There's a couple things that they're still checking on, but we'll get that over to Elizabeth to continue.
Okay. Thank you. Dave?
Okay, so I'll repeat it, but it's exactly the same thing that I just said to the previous applicant. we're going to need a developer installed agreement for the main extension that's required. And that is through the application that I referenced. It's referred to as the Rule and Reg 20 application. Again, available on fifth floor online. It will be subject to a hydraulic analysis.
Maybe it will be.
It always is, okay. And then it's dependent on the decision by SBMWD's principal engineer, what you're proposing once we see your water improvement plans. Whether or not he wants to have an analysis performed. So it's always subject to that requirement initially.
Ductile iron or C900?
It's ductile iron. Okay, and then also sewer capacity fees are it will be subject to the sewer capacity fee for each single family residence prior to issuance of the building permit. And I'm assuming you're going to do a sewer main extension as well. Okay.
Everything's up on top there on Delmo? Or where we're picking up?
Yeah.
It should go to McKinley.
The existing sewer main on McKinley, so we go up. It doesn't come from Delmo.
For water, it will come from Delmo. It'll be a connection required in Delmo as well. I have nothing further.
Thank you, Dick. Gracie?
And so likewise, with your project, each home will receive individual curbside collection. We construct a 4x11 concrete pad for the storage of the containers. Now, will you be on site, sir? You're the construction? You'll be the super on site?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's on the handout, but Vertec Waste is our exclusive franchise hauler, so you can only obtain roll-offs and dumpsters from them.
And we could haul directly to them?
They'll, yeah.
With our own truck, yeah, right?
No, they have to do the hauling. Is that what you're asking?
No, we're able to haul the trash ourselves as long as we still get the diversion report and go to Vertec. I was just clearing that up, right?
No, they're the exclusive franchise hauler. Are you talking about self-haul?
Yeah, if we own our own trucking in-house, in other cities, with Vertec franchise, mm-hmm. we could haul our construction trash instead of ordering their 40-yard bins with our own trucks, as long as we still get the diversion report.
It's to a Vertec dump site.
Is that true here still?
We do have a self-haul provision, so my number's there listed. We could talk more about it.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Thank you, Gracie. Brian?
Sir? Basic conditions for nothing other than typical plan submittals, and as well, code cycle change will be effective January 2017. Okay. That's all I have.
Thank you. Do you have any questions of the committee members?
With what will we be able to turn in before the Planning Commission as far as getting a head start on the plans? We have pretty much everything ready to go, right? You have everything, and then we have our house plans engineered. We just want to know what we'd be able to turn in.
We have to wait until the entitlements. Originally, the city did have procedure in place where we did allow for a home hardship letter to be executed, but we no longer have that policy in place.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, we will expedite this thing in this item. Unless there's any other questions, our recommendation is to move this item to the Planning Commission. It would be on the meeting of July the 20th.
Correct.
So to answer that, if there's it goes to the Planning Commission on the 20th, presuming that it would be approved, there's a 15-day appeal period. After that date, you could start your permit process.
Gotcha.
Your name escapes me. I know that we've met up. Do we?
It's Daryl Moore.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you want to speak on this item, or are you just visiting?
I'm just a neighbor of their project.
Okay. I recognize you from I recognize you from the community meetings, and so there you go.
But thank you for offering.
You're welcome. Again, this particular item where. Our recommendation is to move to the Planning Commission. It would be for the July 20th meeting. Can I entertain a motion, please?
Set motion. Second.
There be no opposition. We'll see you. We'll see you next month.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Is that Stephanie was kind enough to put together a little schedule here for us of the upcoming meetings.
Are we going to stick with those?
Who's the summer guest? This is the schedule.
Is your name again? Brian?
Yes.
Thank you.
Likewise. I thought I was going to see you.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
He's kind of sticking up for the range.
Take care of each other.
Real quick, Stephanie, no worries. Stephanie was kind enough to put together a schedule for the upcoming meetings. We're going to have, I guess it would be one out of order meeting next.
Next week.
The items under the agenda is on the drive, I believe. Yes, no,
If it's not, it will be.
It's basically going to be the Vertec project. And then we have possibly, if you recall, those two solar array farms on 5th and 6th. I'm still in discussions with those, so that may be on there. And then the fourth item, I believe we're going to be releasing the environmental impact report for the Rancho Palma project. If you remember that one that was over there down on Little League. So that'll be, we'll be releasing that. So that'll be on that item. And then for those of you that haven't heard, Stephanie's been promoted to executive secretary to the director. And that would be effective on July the 6th.
Very nice.
Congratulations.
And with that, I'd like to entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting to June the 23rd, please.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. So we stand adjourned at 10:32, I guess. Thank you.
Thank you.